Like you might want to fry some okra in it, or you might want to fry some pork chops in it or something like that, and it's heavy. It's usually cast iron. What do you call it?
I don't have one, but frying pan.
Frying pan, okay. In your kitchen, or in a kitchen, there's an object that you can turn it one way and water will come out, and you turn it off and the water stops. What do you call that?
Faucet.
Faucet. Now, if you've got one outside, do you still call it a faucet?
Yes.
Okay. And have you ever seen a faucet like on the end of a barrel?
On the end of what?
On a great big barrel. Sometimes they put a faucet on the end of a great big barrel. You haven't seen one of those. Okay. If you go to the store and you buy a few cans of food, they're going to put them in something for you to bring home. What do they put them in?
Paper sack.
Okay. But if you wanted to buy, say, 100 pounds of something, they couldn't put it in a paper sack, and they might put it in a loosely woven material sack. What would you call this? Like it's not paper, but it's loosely woven in its material, and it's to hold larger quantities of something. Do you know what that would be?
Are you talking about burlap? Or?
Something like that, a burlap sack. Okay. There's a small musical instrument that you can hold up to your mouth and blow on. What do you call that?
A fife?
Well,
flute?
No, it's like a yeah, it's a juice harp.
It's a little metal one that you twang and you hum into it.
Juice harp?
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know how to spell it though.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know what it is. That's my failing. I don't know what these things are. All right. Sometimes in the playground, and children are playing on it, there's a long board, and one child will sit on this end, and one will sit on this end, and one will go down, and the other one will go up. What do you call that?
Seesaw.
Okay. And sometimes, though, it's just like you take a stump, a tree stump, and you'll put a board there, and you'll nail it down, and one child can swing all the way around on it. What do you call that? It's like a homemade merry-go-round.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't think what it's called. I haven't had contact with so many of them. I just came up.
Okay, we'll come back to that. What do you call a flat piece of stone that you might use to sharpen your knife with? Like if you've got a knife and you need to sharpen it, and you might use a piece of stone to sharpen it on. What would you call that?
I don't believe I know.
Okay. Have you ever heard like of a wet stone or a wet rock?
Wet rock, I have heard that.
Okay.
My father, I think, used to use that.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you if you'll do something for me. If, on this piece of paper, if you'll draw me some different kinds of wooden fences that you're acquainted with, like maybe a rail fence or a picket fence or a panel fence or something like that, if you'll just draw me...
Oh, I'm not a good drawer.
Oh, well, I'm not either. But if you can just, like, make straight lines and show me how they might go, or tell me about them, some different kinds of fences...
Just anywhere?
Just anywhere. Yes, ma'am.
Well, the old rail fence is... I've forgotten how it goes, though. And you still see them.
Yes, ma'am.